Well, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager, and we got a good result. Tough game as well, I think.
Yeah, it was. To be honest, we're down to the bare bones today. Obviously, with suspensions and injuries and girls working.
Yeah.
So we literally had 11. Shelby had to go in net, and we've had to totally rearrange formation. And we knew it was going to be a tough game anyway. But obviously, with all the obstacles in our way, we was panicking a little bit. But they come good in the end. And they stepped up and did what they had to do.
Yeah, 1-1 at half time. It was close up until that point. I thought the scoreline fairly reflected the way that the match had played, but also I thought the scoreline in the second half reflected it when we went on to win 7-3, and I thought our efforts were better than theirs.
Oh yeah, it was one of them that, again, because this time last year was obviously where we got the draw that obviously stopped us from going up last season.
Yeah.
So we knew that we had to change things, and like I said, we had to change the formation, which to me I think worked well. They all played well, some of the girls playing in different positions, and we just had to work with it and push and push, and in the end I think we did come out obviously the team on top.
And a super goal by our debutant today, Gemma Doyle.
Yeah
Is that about 35-40 yarder?
Yeah, she's been really nervous obviously even in training because she didn't really know a lot of the girls, and I'm just glad really that she got that goal in order to boost her confidence. And now I think from next week, should we get Amy Battle back? So that's one off the list.
Yeah.
And some of the other girls will be back. So hopefully, last game before Christmas, we'll get that deserved win and
push on and just concentrate for the cup matches that we've got coming up as well as the rest of the league.
Yeah. It's again, it's we're doing well. I think we're getting there. Obviously, I'm hoping to sweet talk Sue. To bring it so we can bring the keeper in a week early. Sue has said the keeper can start after Christmas, but I'm hoping really that we can use it for next week.
Right, that'd be good if we can get Mary back, wouldn't it? Yeah,
if we do that, then it's going to be Mary's unfortunately going to be out for the rest of the season.
Oh, right,
due to the car crash that she was involved in.
I thought it was just like a concussion she was going to get over.
No, they've actually they recalled her back into hospital.
Yeah.
And she's now got a neck brace because they're not 100% sure what permanent damage has been done to her neck and her spine. So even though she's walking about, she's still on the critical list. But it's one of them that hopefully Chloe, that we've been looking at and she's been training, hopefully now she'll be able to step in and get us through the rest of the season. Then hopefully we'll look at Mary again for possibly the end of the season, if not beginning of the next season.
Right. Good. Well, anyway, a good day's work, and they've turned the lights out on us now, so I think that means we've got to go.
Kicking us out.
Right, thanks very much, Lee Sutton.
Cheers, thanks.